We rise up in the power of the living God. We're no longer compromising. We're no longer allowing this to be just it. This is it. This is not just it. This is our practice ground. This is what we're standing in. We come and get fed. But guess what? When I open up my Bible on Monday, he's just as real on Monday than he was on Sunday during service. When we have relationship with him, I can lift my hands on Monday just as freely as I did on Sunday morning. And when you get to know him, all you want to do is please him. All you want to, and you really love him. Come on, if you really love him, then all you want to do is please him. And so we spend that time investigating, how do we please you, Lord God? We know that you love our praise, so this is what I'm going to give you. I'll give you my praise. We know that you love that when we win souls and when we bring people into the kingdom of God, so I'm going to open up my mouth and I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. We know that you desire that personal time with me. So guess what? I lay aside and I turn off my phone and I turn off my TV and I turn off everything that would distract me, and I get in your presence, oh God. I get in your face, oh God. I want to hear what you got to say to me. I want to hear what you want to say to your people. I want to hear it, oh God. I want to do what you say do. And you talking about a revival in the land. You talking about revival in the land. Go ahead and perfect your love walk. And you know where it starts. It starts at home. It starts in Jerusalem, and then it goes abroad. You ought to, there's every day you should have a faith. You should have a faith project every day. There's something you ought to be believing for every single day. And listen, I'm just going to challenge you, because we're lining our standards up to be what the Word of God, and we're making that adjustment this morning. I'm going to challenge you. You stop talking bad about your children. They can be in a bad place right now, but you know what? You go ahead and look at that picture and say, you blessed man of God. They can be just getting out of jail, and you call them a man of God. A man whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. You stop telling them that you're bad, and it just does something. I can't stand to hear when I hear somebody say, "Oh, they bad. He's so bad, and he's a little baby. He's so bad. That's not the standard. That's not what the Word of God says. The Bible says we call those things that be not as though they were, as though they were. So you may be acting like that, but that's not who you are. You start calling the name, you may be acting like that, Tay, but that's not who you are. You know what you get built up in that kind of place? By spending time in his presence, by spending time in his word, by letting God tell you how to talk concerning him. There's some things that we ought to be taking authority over. We've allowed that thing to run through our family for so long. You ought to take some authority over it and say, no more. No more would you do this to my family. No more would you come in and create all kind of strife, and we can't even stand each other. But when we get to the house of the Lord together, we loving each other, acting like we got it all together, but we just got through cussing each other out on the way to church. No more. We uphold the standard. We uphold the standard. We uphold the standard. That standard is His word. That standard is righteousness. That standard is love. That standard is, we uphold the standard. We uphold the standard. We uphold the standard. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We uphold the standard. We uphold the standard. Come on, lift your hands all over the sanctuary. Come on, just thank God for this word and thank God for what He did for us and how He loved us enough to do an auto-correct and to put us on the right path and that we're now walking out of here encouraged and that we're now walking out of here victorious and we're now walking out of here and walking in victory. We're now walking out of here knowing how to get our needs met and how to live in that life where our needs are met. We uphold the standard. We won't compromise, oh God. We won't allow what's been to continue, Lord God. But Lord God, our standard is Your word, God. That's what we stand by. That's what we live by. That's what we walk by. That's what we talk by. We uphold the standard, oh God. We uphold the standard, your standard of righteousness, your standard of holiness, your standard of doing what's right before You. We uphold that standard today. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful, God. Oh God, we're so grateful. We thank You so much for who You are, God. We thank You so much that You've already gave us the example, Lord God. You already are our example, oh God. And so, Father, we look to You, Lord God, and how we're to live and how we're to love and how we're to walk and how we're to talk and how we're to believe and how we're to speak. Lord God, we thank You so much, Lord God. We thank You, Father God, for this word stirring us and won't allow us to be the same and won't allow us to go back to our old ways and won't allow us to compromise and won't allow us to look to the world as the example. But, Lord, we thank You, Lord God, that our example is You, oh God. Our standard is You, oh God. Our standard is You, oh God. And so, Father, we thank You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bishop, hallelujah. Glory to God.